Welcome to the PewCast, episode number 50-something. Anyway, this is Warren Kelly. This is December. The snow is gone. The rain is gone. And everybody in the house is gone. So I'm going to record a podcast before the noisy people get here. We're going to kick off the show with two new songs, and then we're going to celebrate Christmas. First song is from a band called Avery Nash. And the name of the song is Rock Solid Reprise.
Rock Solid Reprise. The coming storm, it always takes so long. Shoots a thousand degrees. You know we shoot the ones who wait for a peace. The great demise. Sun settling. Victory tastes too good to deny. Hope in me. Assurance of things unseen. Guys, fall down. Your great demise. Sun settling. Victory tastes too good to deny. Hope in me. I'll bring you the light. Love the wind. I never thought it could be like this. Breaking down my barriers to believe. Never just like what you thought it. We'll be right back.
Fork River Band. Again, that's from a compilation that I got off of the internet. If you listen to JT's Indie Christian Music Podcast, you heard him play that song on his last show. One of the problems with me not being able to podcast regularly is I get permission to play all this stuff months and months ahead of time, and then it takes me forever to get it played. JT and I found that song on the exact same place at almost the exact same time. And I'll be putting a link in the show notes to indievisionmusic.com. You need to go over there. You need to bookmark it. Subscribe to it in your RSS feed, because they let you know every time that they have a new compilation. I have an absolute ton of stuff from them. And all really good stuff. They have a wide variety of musical styles. I think on their Very Indie Christmas compilation, they had everything from soul to thrash to punk to everything. And really great stuff. You don't have to keep all of it. They're not going to come and hunt you down and say, hey, you downloaded our compilation and you didn't keep it all. But there's always stuff there for you to like, no matter what style of music you like or what style of music you think you like. So go over there and do that. And I'll be playing more from Tug Fork River Band and Avery Nash. I found Avery Nash at the same place on the same compilation. So I'll be playing more of those bands in the future. Tug Fork River Band is actually getting ready to record a new release, and I've been told that as soon as they get that finished, I'll be getting some stuff. So looking forward to the new stuff from Tug Fork River Band. Now we're going to enter the Christmas portion of the podcast. And I sent out a bulletin to all of my MySpace friends asking for PodSafe Christmas music. And it's tough this time of year because there's so much good Christmas music out there, and there's so much of it that you're not allowed to play on a podcast. And every time, my daughter was very upset because there are some songs that I have that she absolutely loves, and I had to tell her, no, you can't play it on the podcast. We can't play it on our podcast. But I want to play that. We can't play it on the podcast. And a couple of years ago, Jonathan Colton came up with a solution, and I'm going to play it for you. This is the PodSafe Christmas song.
Okay, guys, everyone ready to sing the song?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Great. Now, remember, it's almost Christmas, and nobody has any PodSafe Christmas music, so that's your motivation here. CeCe Chapman, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
And Len and Nora from Jawbone, good to go?
Let's do this!
And Adam Curry, Skyping in from the helicopter flying somewhere above your golden palace. You all patched in there, Adam? Adam!
Right, I'm right here!
We want a PodSafe Christmas song.
Pretty good, guys, except, Adam, you sounded a little bit like you were rushing it there at the end. You know what I mean? Buddy?
Whatever, dude.
All right, well, I can't say I care for the attitude, but, you know, just pay attention next time. Now, the rest of you, I just wanted to go over... Adam, did you say something to me?
No.
Huh. That's funny, I thought I heard you say something.
No, I didn't!
Look, I don't want to go through this with you again. We're here to sing a song about PodSafe Christmas music, and I just want everyone to do their best, you know? I mean, can you just give me a little effort?
Shut up, CeCe.
Adam, just give me a little effort, okay? Adam!
Jesus, what?
Job, you guys. Really. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
You nailed it.
Nailed it. Yeah, not too shabby. Nailed it.
I don't want to speak too soon, but we may have saved Christmas. And special thanks to you, Adam, for paying attention.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
On hillsides of moonlight and shooting stars, shepherds keep the late watch on a crisp blue night. Suddenly the darkness breaks with full daylight, with hosts of heaven's angels filling the sky.
Was the band Down Here off of the Bethlehem Skyline compilation with Glory to God in the Highest. Now we have Alison Krauss with First Noel.
Sheep on a cold winter. far drew nigh to the northwest or Bethlehem, it took its rest, and there it did.
There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God, and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel."
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Friction Bailey with "O Holy Night," one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. And if you don't believe me, I'll let you see my iTunes playlist. I think I've got I'm up to 17 different interpretations of that song by different artists. Coming up now, we've got one of the first musicians that I ran into that did a lot of Podsafe Christmas music. This is Benjamin Schaefer with "Lost Holiday."
melted the snow falling to the ground, picturing heaven's perfect sound, taken back by the wonder of it all, I begin to wonder, was it the people smiling everywhere, or maybe the song?
Novelty Christmas songs, but they're hard to find pod safe because they're not always really clean, let me put it that way. So I'm going to play a second Jonathan Colton song, and I haven't played more than one song by the same artist in the same show, but y'all will forgive me, and if you don't, well, sorry. But think about the Christmas cards that you get, and think about all of those little letters that you get from people talking about what they've done this year, and Jimmy broke his leg, and Susie learned to drive a car, and that's why Jimmy broke his leg, and that's why Dad is on antidepressants and that kind of thing. And you get these every year at Christmas time. And that's what Jonathan Colton is giving us with this song. This is a Christmas letter from a very unfortunate family.
This year has been a little crazy for the Andersons. You may recall we had some trouble last year. The robot council had us banished to an asteroid that hasn't undermined our holiday cheer. And we know it's almost Christmas by the marks we make on the wall. That's a favorite time of year. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. That's all the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before they...
Message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my Soylent Green. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
Jonathan Colton, ladies and gentlemen. And he's very popular among podcasters because he's got a warped sense of humor just like all of us do. So Chiron Beta Prime is the name of that one, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. In fact, Jonathan Colton, both of his songs, Alison Krauss, Friction Bailey, Benjamin Schaefer, all appear on the show courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Links, of course, will be provided in the show notes at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. And I'm hoping to get rid of that mouthful in the very near future. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. I'm not telling people most of them, because that way if I break one, nobody knows but me. So anyway, our next artist finishing out the show is going to be Carmen Tyler, also courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. And she's doing another of my all-time favorite Christmas songs in a way that I have looked and looked and looked and looked for this song to be done. This is Silent Night. Merry Christmas from me and mine. To you and yours, Happy New Year, and we'll see you in January.
Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, alles läuft einsam wahr. Das traute hochheilige Paar holt der Knabe im Loki.
From the Pew Radio is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 3.0 license. All scripture in the Pewcast is taken from the English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Text provided by the Crossway Bibles web service. Link provided in the show notes at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. Feedback is appreciated either in the comments at the website or through email at pewpodcast@gmail.com.